Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1515, recorded Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. Chadsford goes to coffee.
And now, get ready for Dick.
On this episode of the GizWiz, we got tons of kitchen gadgets galore and the start of a new chapter.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! I hope you are ready for the most fantastic show about gadgets on the internet. Here he is, the maestro of gadgets himself, Dick DiBartolo.
Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing super, too.
Great, great, great. Do you think we should start with our big announcement?
I'm going to leave it up to you.
Move on. So you got photos from an... I guess... for a while now, it's been known that I am moving to L.A., and... a lot of people have been asking what's going to happen to the show. What is the next step for the GizWiz? And so we have a small announcement to let you guys know about. Oh, Jeff is saying it's a big announcement. That it is
okay, right.
It's not a small announcement. So this will be the last episode with me in it. Next episode, Leo will be hosting. And then after that episode, we will be going independent. We're going to do the show on our own for the next episodes after the one next week. So we've decided...
And, you know, I should jump in here and say that Leo called right after the announcement about new screensavers. Mm-hmm. And said that I will now be part of the new screensavers because that's where Leo and I met. And that sadly, GizWiz would leave Twit. But he said, you know, you guys should take it on Patreon. And he says, as a matter of fact, I'd like to set it up. So if you're up for that, let me call Chad myself.
Yep.
Which he obviously did. And he said, you know, I am going to support the show every time either one of you guys is on to tell people about that. So we are not like sneaking off into competition.
Right. This has been blessed by Leo, basically.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And Lisa.
And Lisa. Everyone. The only person who didn't approve was Jeff. But, you know, we don't care about him. No, just kidding. No, he approved. So if you want to support the show moving forward and you want to find the show moving forward, cool thing is that because we are, you know, working with Twit on the transition, all the feeds should stay the same. If you're subscribed in iTunes, nothing's going to change after next week. You'll just continue to get the show just as you always have. From in the future, you'll find show notes at gizwiz.tv. And also, you can support us on Patreon if you want at patreon.com/gizwiz. Let me bring that up to show you what it is. Patreon. I don't know how to spell. And you can support us there. This is what it looks like. GizWiz is creating the same dumb show.
Oh, my God. We corrected the spelling.
Yeah, we did on that one. You know, that little red line was bothering me quite a bit. So moving forward, this will be kind of how our show. If you're unfamiliar with Patreon, basically this is a way for you to support private endeavors like the GizWiz moving forward. And it's a donation pledge. And right now we have it set up so you will you can set your limit for just $1 a show. That's $4 a month, less than the price of an expensive coffee. You can we'd be thrilled if you would support the show, and that would help us out a lot. And Patreon is a great platform. You can set a maximum donation limit so that if you're afraid, it's still just going to be a weekly show, but if you're afraid that we release 100 episodes in a day and you're going to get charged for all those, you can set a cap so that you don't get charged for those extra episodes. We also have some goals we have on the side here. If we get,
we have goals.
We do.
When did that happen?
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have some milestones. So for $50 per episode, hey, we can buy our own server. We won't be sharing it, or we won't be using third party stuff. It'll make the show get to you a lot faster. At $502 per episode, we get a raise.
Oh my God! What?
Yeah. At $1,000 an episode, we'll start shipping stuff. So one thing that is going to change is I'm not going to have the infrastructure to send out the crap from the we actually haven't talked about this, Dick. From the gadget
this is
warehouse.
All news to me.
From the warehouse, right. I'm not going to quite have the same infrastructure Twit does. So at $1,000 per episode, that happens again. I'll be able to spend a lot more time and
for $1,000, you can deliver to their home.
Exactly. I'll drive there and handle it. No, I'm just kidding. And then we have a whole bunch of goals on there. So please go check it out at patreon.com/gizwiz and help support the show. And we hope that you are looking forward to us being independent and taking the show on for ourselves in the future. So, yeah.
Okay, and a lot of questions about GizFizz. So this is the deal with GizFizz, because I asked Leo about that. And they are the new screensaver is going to be a little bit different than other Twitch shows, if I'm understanding this right. They're actually shooting for an hour show, okay? So it's not open-ended, and people will be booked for certain segments so that they hope to have an hour show. So I guess it would be Twitch only hour show. So once that sort of falls into place, if it does, then Leo said, if you can just hang around after that, you can continue doing GizFizz. So that is
Perfect.
The plan.
Perfect.
So, okay.
Great. I feel like there was one other thing I was meaning to say, but I forgot it. So anyway, that's our big announcement. And next week, Leo will be on the show. And
I remember what it is. We decided we're going to tape Thursday at 7:30.
Oh, that's it. That was it, actually. Yes, we're still keeping it live. We're still going to tape Thursdays at around 7:30. And details to come on where that stream will be. It won't be on live.twit.tv, but we are going to stream it in some capacity. And
Will we have a chat room?
Yes, we should. We should.
Okay.
We're still
figuring out
where and when. We have 2 weeks to figure that out, basically. But
okay. We'll
keep you updated. And gizwiz.tv will be the best place for you to see and learn about that. Right now, that's just a placeholder, gizwiz.tv. But that will be our new home. So, yeah.
That will be our home.
Perfect.
Okay.
So, you went to an event.
This issue of Mad Magazine, which I have now, I can't find. Could you just get me a copy off that shelf there with Weird Al on the cover? So Weird Al edited the May issue of Mad and actually had a lot of input. I think he and his friends created something like more than a dozen pages. He got friends of his to write stuff. And so they had a big event at Barnes & Noble where Al would sign copies, and Mad Magazine put some pictures up on their website. So, John, do you have those? There are about four photos there. I sent you the link to that. And But maybe, maybe not.
No, I don't. This looks like we don't. Is it on GizWizUpIs?
It's in the email I sent to John.
He's getting it. He's getting it.
Okay.
And so this was at Barnes & Noble just to release the magazine?
Or? Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So he had several hundred people come. He has a huge fan base. Do you know his work?
Oh, gosh, yes. So when I was getting into music, I discovered Weird Al, and this was like in the beginning of middle school. And, of course, the lyrics spoke to me as a middle schooler, and so I bought a lot of CDs of Weird Al's, and my parents weren't incredibly into music. I know some other people's parents, just in contrast, you know, had a better kind of understanding of rock, and mine didn't. So it was kind of how I understood how I learned about popular music and you know, current bands of the day. And there's stuff would come on the radio, and I'd be like, oh, the lyrics are weird, because I listened to it from Weird Al first. So I'm a big fan of Weird Al.
Yeah, and he has an incredible fan base there. And so there are some of them. Okay, so there's Weird Al, obviously. This is Weird Al just about killing himself doing... he can bend himself into very weird positions.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I know. He was doing several poses like that. And as I said, it took the entire staff of MAD. That's the pretty much the office part of MAD with a lot of the freelancers behind him. And let's go a couple more. Signing MADs, the entrance to the store. This is good. And more MADs. this guy is Al Jaffe, who created the MAD fold-in. Do you know what the fold-in is?
No.
In the back of MAD, there's a picture and a question, you know, like, what American so-and-so is bringing the country to its knees? I'm just making this up because they don't have an answer to it. But there's a photo of something, and you fold it, and not only does the picture become a different picture, but the question actually becomes the answer. It's very complicated.
Wow. And he makes these every magazine?
For 50 years.
Wow.
And it came about when Playboy came out with the gate fold out. And Al Jaffe went to Bill Gaines and said, listen, I have an idea. Playboy's doing a fold out. We're way too poor to be able to afford another page that folds out. All we can afford to do is have the magazine fold in. And he said, this is how it would work. And it was supposed to be a one-time thing. And people just loved it. And now, as I said, he's been doing it for 50 years.
Wow.
And is going into his 90s.
Wow.
Is just, he's my hero.
Wow.
I mean, he's just my hero. Anyway, all right, so there are some pictures from the Barnes & Noble event this past Monday.
That is really cool. And did you actually get to hang out with Weird Al?
Oh, yeah, I did. There's several pictures of me with him, but they seem to be somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun. We had lunch together a couple of times at Society of Illustrators. He's a big MAD fan because, you know, when you write satire songs, and MAD has done a lot of satire songs over the years, so he's a perfect fit for us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's jump into our first gadget.
We are. We're going to do a gadget as seen on TV. I don't know if you've ever seen the Fosta Pasta ad.
Fosta Pasta?
Yes. Well, I'll do a little demo of what the ad makes it like. So hard to cook pasta. Well, this, I think, will make it clearer when you watch the video.
Vicky Bortolo, Mads Meditore, to end the Giz with One Take Theater. If you've never seen the infomercial on how difficult it is to make pasta, I'll just give you kind of a hint of how it goes. You know, oh, I want to make pasta. How am I going to do it?
How do you open?
You need to staple the pasta.
Cords.
And you have to grout the pasta. And if you want macaroni, then you have to drill holes in each piece of pasta. Oh, and then how about serving sizes? You have to cut the pasta to the length you want.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's cooking it. And then there's the pot.
And then there's moving it.
Pots. You need at least 9 or 10 pots to make pasta.
Yeah, so you know how difficult it is.
I tried once.
For one, okay? Well, that's all over because we have Fosta Pasta. All right, there it is. Microwave cooker, perfect pasta every time.
Really?
Oh, as seen on Rachel Ray. Okay. All right, so we have pasta here.
And, just taking it out of the box, never tried it.
And the lid, so this is Fosta Pasta, this here. And the lid is your serving size, all right? So we're going to make pasta for 4, okay? So you take it out and...
Oh, I see how that works.
You have to get enough pasta to fill this hole.
Yeah, there's a little hole. There you go.
Yep, that's servings for 2.
Actually, a few more.
So you can either make 1, 3, or 4. Pasta for 4 is the max.
All right. Then that should be for 2.
And there's multiple holes. Yeah,
that's for 2.
Just 2. Yeah,
you throw it in here. Okay. And there are watermarks here. Now, I have to tell you, it's hard to see the watermarks when you fill it. So what you kind of do is look at what the watermark is before you start filling it and kind of guess where it is. Like, we actually, there's a 4-cup mark here, which is what we're at. So that's a little bit hard to see. But then again, if you have young eyes, maybe you'll see them right. So let me try and guess what the second serving would be. We're doing pasta for 4. So we're going back to our grid. Oh, I made a great guess. Look at that.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
That's the Italian in me.
You're a pro.
That's the Italian in me. All right. And then we drop that in. All right. And now.
How do you cook this in the microwave?
You know, Dennis read the instructions. I didn't. What did it say? Just put the lid on?
No, you leave the lid off.
Oh, you leave the lid off. Okay. And then let me set.
Microwave.
For, you know how many minutes?
Yeah, I know. This is what's amazing.
Minutes. Okay. 1500. And don't look in there because there are a lot of crumbs. Okay.
I shouldn't have said anything because she can't see the crumbs on.
Not at all.
And
it's so pristine.
The Fosta Pasta is going in 15 minutes. And
does it rotate?
Okay.
It rotates.
About my childhood.
Right.
Okay. So we'll
can vamp
do a
for
fade,
15.
And we'll come back. And we'll see about the pasta. Okay, I can tell you one thing that's kind of neat about it is when you're done, you put this on.
When it strains.
And then this lets you drain it right there, those little grates. Well, you're going to see it. I guess we'll put it this way. You'll drain it in the same pan that you're cooking it in. So that's it. So why don't you just go do things for 15 minutes. So we'll do a wipe and the pasta will be done. Okay, so you came back. We're down to 18 seconds. It's boiling away in there. It's probably very hard
to
see.
It did not
and
boil
we learned
over.
Something,
I know.
New.
That's interesting.
Actually, it's better if you have a microwave bigger than this. It kept getting stuck. Right now, it's stuck again. It hits the walls. But most of the time, it was turning.
It said it does not have to turn.
So what we're going to do, you know what? Look at that. That is pretty neat. I'm just going to take out like one strand.
Throw it against the wall. See if it sticks.
Yes.
Whoa. Hot, 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 hot. Down and.
The thing is, once you get it the way you want, you know, you may have to adjust it to 14 to 16 minutes. Then you don't even have to do the tasting thing anymore.
Right. Now, it's pretty consistent.
The top goes on. And
before the name goes in.
All right, let me do that. Bum, bum, bum. And hold it over the sink. I'm going to try and turn it toward you a little bit.
And then I should have rinsed the pasta off, and I forgot to.
Seem to be a lot of water. It's very funny.
You can
normally, you know, you there are
pour water in through
tons
that hole,
of water right. in pasta,
and also rinse it in that
it's like,
compartment.
It's like the pasta almost absorbed all the water.
And then I realized all you're right. cooking with a lot less water than
oh,
if
yeah.
you.
Oh wow!
And now over to the serving bowl. So now
how
the
do you
cover
heat
comes
the,
off.
The sauce.
Also, you can spice.
Oh, I'll show you.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
They just take a piece of silverware? Okay. Now, so this is what it looks. It doesn't look kind of interesting, doesn't it?
Looks really right. straight,
we're
yeah.
Gonna drop it in. You know what? This does not look bad. And I'll tell you, it was 15 minutes that we did. And where's that professional fork here?
So it's pro because it has so much more tongs.
It.
Yes, exactly.
And
it's a heavy grade plastic.
I would say it looks pretty neat. Look at it. And I'll tell you something else.
Yeah, now I
was impressed by. I looked
spaghetti?
On Amazon, and there were like 900 reviews, and the majority of them are 5 stars. So this is it. It's Fosta Pasta. And there is something weird on the box. It says, let me see if I can find the thing on the side. It cooks all pastas, rice, vegetables, casserole, soups, and makes cake.
What?
Cake.
Yes,
makes
I know.
Cake.
There's a picture. It says...
I don't know how it does that.
It's nice. It's a dice. It makes cake. It makes cake.
I'm just going to come over here now. And just see, this is something I learned from my mother about sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's just about yeah. done.
Look at that.
My mother was amazing.
Gourmet.
My mother actually made sauce directly in the jar and vacuum sealed
wow.
it before she took it out of the out of the pot. Amazing.
Yeah. And left me several bottles in her will.
Right.
Okay, so from everything we've done so far, we like Fosta Pasta. It's about $15 on Amazon, and that's it. Dick DeBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz, and now a chef. One Take Theater. Bye. Actually, come over for pasta. We have mom's sauce.
Now, is it 15 minutes whether you do one serving or four?
You know, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Only because on the frequently asked questions on their website, someone said they wanted to make pasta for 8. Can they put 2 of these in the microwave and then you double the microwave time?
Oh yeah.
And that's where I read that someone said, "I don't even have a turntable in my microwave." And the answer was, "It doesn't matter. It cooks whether it turns or not." So this
perfect.
Is great for like a college dorm or something where, you know, you can get a lot of meals out of a pound of pasta.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke.
Yeah.
And then
so you don't.
Yeah. This is really, really, really nice. I'm yeah. thinking about how, what's the price?
It's $15.
$15?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, when you look at it, you go, well, it's only a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But somehow they've engineered the bottom so that when you look in, the water is swirling through the pasta. Whatever
yeah.
it is,
stirring
they deserve
it.
The money. They deserve the money.
Jeff says he used that all through freshman year. You owned one?
I have a pasta boat.
He has a pasta boat. He had a pasta yacht, knowing Jeff. Oh, you sent me a link? Let me check it
oh,
out.
Oh, Jeff did? Oh, to his pasta boat?
Yeah.
No, Jeff had a Fosta pasta, but forgot to buy a microwave. That was his problem.
Where's the link? Oh, I don't have that open. Okay, yes. So here, let me open up Jeff's link here really fast. Was it shaped like a boat? Yeah. Did it have a stern and like a mast? I really hope so. That wouldn't fit in the microwave? Well, that's a bummer. So here is his pasta boat. Makes perfect pasta every time. See, the other one said makes perfect pasta no matter what. What was it? It said something else.
But this has a free bonus steamer.
So this has a free bonus steamer if you want to steam it.
Oh.
Look at that. And look at those handles. How could you go wrong? Are those also the foghorns? That's so you don't burn yourself.
And how much is that?
This is a $12.99, new from $12.99 down here.
It looks like I got pretty good reviews, too.
Yeah. Man, apparently I've been missing out on the pasta
both of us.
Vessel train. I've always been, you know, throwing it on the stove. That makes no sense.
Yeah. No, it should be in a pot.
Make sense. Yeah, right. The handles are the serving size. Oh, the handles are the serving size measurer.
That's clever.
Is that why I've been doing it wrong? Just throwing it on the stove?
It should be in a pot, and there should be some water involved.
You would think someone would teach you that. They'd be on the instructions or something. Gosh. My pasta was always very crunchy. if it makes a lot of sense, though, because you just boil, like, water is going to boil, but water boils only at one temperature, and you'll make pasta. Done. Okay, perfect. Moving on. Next gadget.
Next gadget is...
Oh, we didn't even say, did we? All of these gadgets are kitchen-related, just like the month.
That's right. Just like your theme. You're going to do a kitchen-related theme.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is... I one of these we talked about, but we didn't see it work. But I'm doing all three of them in one spot only because, you know, that Star Wars trailer was released last. And in hours... 10 million people watched it. So Star Wars, which doesn't open until December, will be big. So this company is on the right track with their Star Wars kitchen gadgets.
Dick DiBartolo, Man's Made His Try to End the Gizwiz. One Take Theater. You know, there's Star Wars Mania again. A new movie's coming out in December. They released the second trailer. And in a matter of hours, like 10 million people had watched it. I'm a Star Wars fan because of MAD. I did a takeoff on Star Wars. We called it Star Roars. And what's kind of interesting is after this issue of MAD came out, we got a letter from Lucas's attorneys. We're being sued.
Oh, my gosh.
And they wanted the profits and they wanted the artwork and we shouldn't be doing that and it's copyright infringement. But what the lawyers didn't know was 2 days before their letter, this letter came. And I just happened to have it here in the kitchen. It's from George Lucas to MAD. I think there should be special Oscars awarded to Mort Drucker and Dick DiBartolo for comic satire. So our publisher, William M. Gaines, took the lawyer's letter, a magic marker, and said, gee, George liked it. And sent him a copy of George's letter. That ended the deal. But Star Wars has not ended. As I said, the new movie's coming out in December. We talked about these a couple of months ago, but they were not in the marketplace. Now we have working samples. The Star Wars lightsaber barbecue tongs. Okay. Let us unsheathe our weapon. Okay, and we press the magic button.
Oh, my gosh. That is too much.
I challenge your stake to a duel. Okay. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Wow. So authentic Star Wars sound effects. You get the red shield to put it in, and this goes that way. And... it's on Amazon, and it's a little bit under $40. Something that we didn't show in the past was you do need your R2-D2 pizza cutter.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So let's pull this guy out with authentic R2-D2 sound effects. Imagine a pizza here.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that neat?
The translation there is no pizza here.
This was taped April 21st, and this was about $18 on Amazon. And then finally, this we did see pretty well. That's the R2-D2 kitchen timer. You just twist his head, zero to 60 minutes, and then it rings like the old-fashioned kitchen timer. And that is on Amazon right now for under $25. So there you have some Star Wars stuff, a little George Lucas info, and a lot of money coming for the next Star Wars movie. I think it's called The Force Begins. I think it should be called The Sales Force Begins,
right,
with all the merchandise. Dick DeBartolo, Man's Madness, right? And the Giz Whiz, One Take Theater. Bye.
Sales Wars.
Sales Wars is good. Yes. Yes.
That is so. I could totally imagine seeing that R2-D2 pizza cutter at a Star Wars themed birthday party.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the guy did make a point of saying everything is officially licensed now through Disney, since Disney bought Lucasfilms.
Right.
So you're getting authentic sound effects.
Oh, man. The chat room is just going crazy with references of, like, this is not the pizza you're looking for. And shut it down. Shut it all down.
That's very great.
I'm surprised at how many Star Wars kitchen gadgets there are.
This company is going to have, they have two licenses, Doctor Who and Star Wars. And between the two licenses, the guy said they will have 100 gadgets
on the
market this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't like to be the person who negotiates with, like, for Star Wars licensing.
Yeah. No joke.
You know, I just know from doing this over the years that companies will take, like, a major motion picture, and they divide it up so that you can produce kitchen gadgets that, like, are not electric kitchen gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
And then there can be another license who's licensing things that plug in.
Right.
And then there's, you know, like, especially at Toy Fair, someone has the license for box games, card games, but can't make anything electronic. So, I mean, the amount of licensing that goes on and the fine print must be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Beyond us.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm kind of glad I'm not in that space of,
no.
I'm just like, hey, do you mind if I do this thing? Like, my friends. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yep. See, someone in the chat room says we should call this the Star Wars Giz Whiz season, but we can't because now we're putting a name on it.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, and the other thing about Star Wars and the lawyers and everything, satirical magazines have a fair amount of leeway. A lot of this is thanks to William M. Gaines, the founder of MAD, who fought lawsuits for other people who were being sued, little magazines being sued for doing satire. Bill said, you know, I have the money, and if we let small magazines get put out of business, they'll come after us. So it's a difference when you do a satire in a magazine, because it's satire and it's short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to doing a satire on something. Like, if you did an entire satire book on Star Wars,
right,
you'd probably have trouble, because that would be something that would be on the shelves for months
or
years.
For a long time. Like, making a Star Wars satire movie would probably be a lot more difficult.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Right. Unless
Mel Brooks. Unless you're Mel Brooks, and they realize they're going to get a lot of publicity out of it.
Right.
Okay, our third item, an under $15 kitchen gadget, and let's take a look at that.
Dick DeBartolo, Mads Medestrider, and the Giz Whiz on One Take Theater. One of the problems with cutting fruits and vegetables, you often also cut your thumb. So at this year's houseware show, there was a new gadget introduced. And by this year, I mean 2015, it is the chef's thumb. Now, you don't get a real chef's thumb, but you get this chef's thumb. So it's a way to slice, dice, and peel like a pro. So what you do is you pick the insert that best fits your thumb, and then you put it in here, and you slide this closed. And I'll show you something else it has. It has these kind of raised ridges here, and they actually go into the fruit or vegetable to hold it while you slice it. But wait, there's more, okay? There is a little slicer that slides on so that you can peel fruits and vegetables. Now, I am zero in the kitchen. I mean, I peel fruit with an axe, okay? That way I can be a good 18 inches
a motorized away axe
from the sharp yes edge by holding the axe handle. So we have a special guest.
Chainsaw.
It's Maurice the Shy Chef. You may have seen him. He's on cable TV, channel 1,000,007, okay? So I cannot show you his face, but we will show his. All right, so Maurice the Chef says he will talk to us, but we cannot see him. So he is slicing a tomato in half. He is wearing his chef's thumb. And we are cutting tomatoes, slicing it. Notice you can slice right up to the thumb without worrying that you're also going to slice your finger.
Yeah, with
so
a crappy
there we go.
Knife,
very
too
good. And now, can it core an apple? Okay. Maurice, we're going to see. I know that you've never done this before. We'll see if you can slide. You can leave that on. And this slides in. There's a channel on either side. And I think you're doing
wow
it.
I did it.
I
okay
think you did do it. All right. I have
again
to go back.
We didn't look. We didn't look at
and
any instructions.
Then you'll have to sort of see how it goes.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So
sort
this
of
is
working
not.
Now, since
this
you've
is
never
not going
done this
well
before, it may be a little bit tricky. Is it hard to do?
It seems a little difficult.
It is hard to do.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
No, that's okay. We do all honest things here. I've never, ever peeled. Is that an apricot? What is that?
An apricot? It's a cucumber.
Okay,
or a zucchini. What is it, actually?
Way.
I don't know.
Well, actually, Dennis figured out the problem is.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
The blades are one
all right,
directional.
So we,
yes,
we're,
exactly.
Oh, right there. That's working really good. All right. Very, very good.
So
again,
is Dennis left-handed?
Done. Nicely done.
You know, I
the
believe
sous chef.
Oh, look
Charlie
at that.
The sous chef.
Charlie has to be involved.
Charlie,
so you sort of have an idea of who it might be.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We saw the shy chef.
The chef's
that's
thumb.
Hard to say.
It's $15. And right now, I believe it's only on the website, which is chefsthumb.com. Oh, he's going nuts now. He can't stop peeling. He's a very
made for right-handed.
Oh, maybe. Oh, it could be made for right-handed. It could
oh
be
he was
made
doing it
left-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it does. There you go. All right. There is our appealing chef. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Rider, and the Gizwiz with One Take Theater. Bye.
That's a very appealing product. You know, whenever I cut stuff, normally I use my finger. So I assume you could just switch it from your thumb to your finger.
You use your finger.
Whenever I cut something, normally I'll use my finger as a guide instead of my thumb.
And you don't risk cutting your finger?
Well, I do. I mean, just the same
But
normally when I'm...
Right.
I don't know. My finger's the closest thing.
Yeah. Chad says, you know, I've...
Oh, say no to this.
This is what I love.
Oh,
is
my
when
gosh.
Was it when they show you?
Ding, ding, ding. Did you see how ridiculous? I know.
We could not get ours to sparkle like that.
Yeah,
like
interesting. See, for me, I always I cut like this. Not,
Chad says, I have never,
like this.
Ever... cut my thumb once because I use all my other fingers.
No one else cuts like this.
It's, just got the one finger
it's
left.
That's how I do it. Interesting. Very interesting.
Anyway, so the chef's thumb.
It looks like it was able to peel really well once it was right in his right hand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very
yeah
cool. And what was the price? I missed that.
It's under $15.
Perfect.
And what I would like to use it for is Slicing bagels. Slicing bagels is very difficult. You stand them up, and it looks like they're going to cut easy.
Oh.
And then you go down, and suddenly the knife goes off to the side.
So. I thought you were talking about the shaver, and I was like, what are you, bagel slices? Like you were going to, like, skin the bagel?
Oh, yeah, we were, yeah, bagel.
I was totally lost for a little while.
Well, I have 50 people for
so
breakfast.
I like making,
we only have one bagel. Okay,
exactly.
There you go.
Homemade croutons. We're going to just throw them in the pan, and they'll get really done. Yeah. Anyway, it's
so
time.
So I just showed, I mean, compared to the gadgets that I have, next gadget most likely will be astounding because Jeff Needles probably helped pick it out, right?
He did. I'm actually really excited about this one because there's multiple awesome things. So let's roll.
Wow.
The Krabby Corner.
Yo, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Krabby Corner.
So,
get it.
Let's get fancy. I'm going to show you. If you saw, well, I'm assuming you didn't see the other stuff that I brought out, okay? But if someone was to hand you a wine bottle, you got one problem, and that's that you need a glass. So, introducing the Bindi Straw. For wine. That's right. No, actually not what it is, but that's what it looks like, right? It looks like a Bindi straw for your wine.
Yeah, right.
This is a wine aerator. So,
a bit of politeness. At a dinner party, if you open a bottle of wine and put that in there and then start drinking it, I think the guests are going to be a little perturbed.
They may be put off just a bit.
Put off.
Just a bit. We're just going to warn you about that.
Right. Okay.
But this is actually for aerating your wine as you pour it. Now, it is not the classiest of items. This is from Fred. So they have a sense of humor, this company. We've done
Fred makes, funny stuff.
Yeah. So this is what we're gonna the end product for us. Now, before I show this off, Jeff happened to find the best bottle of wine I have ever seen. This is the Chadsford Spiced Apple. Now, not only is it the Chadsford, but on the back, the little description.
Oh, Dick D Winery.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yes. Apple cider goes to college and comes back wiser, warmer, and infinitely more sophisticated. We're going to college with the Bindi straw, okay?
Yeah.
Perfectly at home in every autumn setting, from tailgates to Halloween parties to family Thanksgiving and steamy mugs in front of evening fires. Mull, go ahead.
Nothing for spring.
Nothing for
okay.
Jeff, spring. It's perfect
spring,
for autumn. Autumn settings. Autumn.
Christmas parties.
Apparently I'm leaving now, so this is what we get stuck with. Mull it slowly and breathe deeply as the house fills with courier and I've aromas of memorable times. The Chadwick.
All that is in that one bottle?
All of this. Listen, this is a potion. It's not a wine. So, let's go ahead and open this up. And pull off that part of it. We have our
also,
bottle.
Also, you know, if GizWiz on our own fails, we can sit on street corners and just drink wine directly out of bottles.
Exactly.
And we'll already have one Bindi straw.
I know. I think that people would pay money to see that happen. I think that you're supposed to use this to, like, twist. I don't know.
Well, first of all, it must be very fancy that it has a cork.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sign of a good wine that it's not in a cardboard box.
Bottles here. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna spill this all over my shirt.
Oh, don't.
How does this? This is the most typical.
What is Jeff doing here?
Who's Where's the to... better bottle opener? And we have one. I can't. God. Oh, got it. Whew.
Whoa.
Classy.
Oh, yeah.
Classy. Woo. Okay.
No wine for me, thanks.
You certain? Okay. Jeez, that was difficult. Okay, now to really class it up. Let's put the Bindi straw in it. Because a wine as good as this really needs some aeration.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it should be air conditioned.
It is stuck at the bottom. Get out. There we go. So there's little holes. It's perforated throughout the straw. So it actually wouldn't even work as a correct as an actual straw. You slide this down in there. It goes into the wine, and we're gonna make sure that is a tight fit.
How can we tell that it's aerated? Well, we'll see. I don't know. Well, let's see.
I probably should taste it before and after. I don't know. By the way, Jeff actually didn't go out and find this wine.
Oh, no. It was in a cabinet.
It was in a cabinet in the twi- it's it might have been here for 5 years.
Wine is important.
I gave that to Leo came out to the cottage.
It doesn't have a year on it. That is how classy it is.
Yeah, wow.
This might.
Oh, it's when
turned.
It says made fresh daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no year on it. It's from Pennsylvania.
Boom.
Oh, the vineyards of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Too bad you have no place around you that makes wine. That's too bad.
Consumption causes birth defects? What? Okay.
For
this vintage of wine, I need ice cubes?
Yes.
Really?
Wow, this
is really classy. I cannot
tell
if you're serious. There we go. Got some ice cubes.
Wow.
Here comes the straw pour.
We should be wearing tuxedos for this.
Oh, I can definitely...
Was that supposed to be a red?
I don't know what this is supposed to be.
It's apple cider,
okay? I know it looks like pee. I know it does. Ignore that.
Let's see. Looking at that, I would say you should cut out all sweets.
It doesn't say... It doesn't say to serve chilled. Whatever. That's how this party is.
It doesn't say you should serve it at all.
It's not like I have to drive 10 hours tomorrow to get to L.A. It is... This... You know what this smells like? Apples that went to college. Definitely.
Where's that water purifier? That
Where's that water? I need the life straw. Please, can we bring that back?
You know what? You
it's could just not bad. Wine.
You could pour wine through the life straw.
The question is it any different? Okay, so I'm going to pour some that's not been aerated.
You need another glass, though.
There we go. Put that in that one. Luckily, the ice glass that... this is really how you should be drinking this wine, is out of a plastic disposable cup.
Yeah.
It's harsher. It could also be because it's warmer. We're not scientific on this show.
Yeah.
How much is this thing?
Well, we will be when we do our new wine show.
Right. When we do the new wine show...
Nice.
Ah, very good. So currently on Amazon, it's $11.15. We bought it for $8. If you really want to make sure that your guests know that you have class and you are, quite the wine aficionado, you too can own the Fred and Friends Bindi Straw Bottle Aerator.
I like the matching bent straw, too.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's the only way to consume these.
Yeah, that is nice.
You know you're in trouble when the straw costs more than the wine itself.
The straw, who knows how much this... Well, this is a vintage wine, okay? That's Josh in the background, who happens to be in New York with Dickie D at the warehouse with his wife Vanessa.
At Disneyland.
And there's his wife, Vanessa, on the right. There you go. And then Rob is the woman. No, I'm just kidding. No. Rob Rob has the beard. His wife, Vanessa, is the striped shirt. And Josh is in the middle, who's our normal technical director for the
normally
show.
Normally sitting there, yes. Yep.
I'm not any normal technical director, guys.
he's an abnormal technical director for the Gizmo. He's traveling out to New York, so... He's getting to watch the show from Dick's place.
Yeah, he's at Disneyland Live.
Woo! Yeah. Perfect.
Got tickets at the tickets booth for half price.
Oh, is that because he's an employee price?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Employee pricing.
Nice. What he didn't tell you is the employees also clean up the warehouse after the show and walk Charlie as well. So that is the Bindi Straw Bottle Aerator. Kind of a fun gadget. What's funny is it's called the Bindi Straw. The straw does not bend.
It is solid.
It is solidly created to look bent, but
it's
not.
If you're going to sell it, you want to sell it as the solidly straw?
Solidly.
The Bindi
the
straw?
Solidly bent straw from Fred. Anyway, you can buy it on Amazon. There's links in our show notes. So moving on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fog of War.
The chat room is already coming up with titles for this show. Chef Boyar, Dickie D.
I love it.
You pasta be kidding me.
Oh my gosh.
Get bent straw.
Chad missed the pasta boat.
All right, Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Oh, the subject, it's from Christy, but the subject is Mark's Sensor Fuse, my favorite gadget. And I had two of these. They are very old, but Mark still uses his. So let's watch Mark's video.
Hi, fellas. This is Mark from Texas. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy watching the Gizwiz every week. Y'all do a really good job and keep me up to date on all the latest gadgets I like to buy. And I just wanted to show you my favorite gadget of all time. Bought it a long time ago, it seems like, but I still use it.
I wonder if he's a Cowboy fan.
This is the Sansa Fuse. And if you turn it on, it has a little video display.
Oh, wow. And John had one of these.
Yes, it was one of the first little units you could watch videos.
And you can go over here and you can watch videos.
Exactly like an iPod. John, do you happen to know, did it come out before the iPod video?
It did. If you wanted to watch a movie, you could watch that. But I like going down here to the FM radio and turning it on, and I listen to Dallas Cowboys games.
No way.
Because I'm a season ticket holder, and I always listen to them. And this thing is great because you can listen to hours and hours and hours of FM radio on it. And you can have a backup if you want, which is my wife's Sansa Fuse, which just has a plain case. But we use these if we're going to the game, and we can listen there. But when we bought these were cutting edge and they were wonderful. But then a few months later, the iPhone came out and basically made these obsolete, except for the use I have for them. And I just wanted to tell you, a couple episodes ago, you showed these wonderful plates. And I just wanted to let you know that these plates are at the grocery store. And I'm not sure if you can buy them individually, because it does say that they're two for $5.
Plates.
Yes.
I did have them, and since they are out individually, hopefully that you could purchase them individually. Thanks, guys.
That's perfect.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, it was from, I think SanDisk made them. You know, the people who do memory cards. Mm-hmm. That was like their first foray into gadgets other than memory cards. And it was really neat. I remember being on an airplane and thinking, I'm watching a movie on my little sensor fuse.
Yeah. I mean, especially if that was out before the iPod video.
Yeah, yes.
Like, that is so small, so compact.
It was great. And then yeah. I think they came out with the sensor fuse video. I forgot the new one. But it had an SD card slot, so you can even add more stuff to it.
Wow.
Just for last, I looked on the web, and evidently a lot of places still sell them.
Oh.
So,
I love that he has a gadget that serves its purpose, and he's just continues to use it.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah. It's probably
awesome.
10 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it still works. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're looking for videos because the Gizwiz goes on in its new home. So what we're looking for is... 2 to 3 minute video, my favorite gadget, my gadget warehouse. We love it when you find old stuff that even if it doesn't work, you can't part with it, because even as Mark was talking about his sense of fuse, so many people either had it or still have it in a drawer somewhere, like me. I have two of them buried somewhere in the warehouse. So just put it on YouTube and send us the link, and it goes to a new address now. So it goes to mail@gizwiz.tv.
Mail@gizwiz.tv. Jeff says he'll forward me all the ones that we haven't read yet.
Okay.
So hooray.
Great.
I'm sure he's just like, forward those on to you, buddy.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's sending everybody a letter. If you didn't get your crap, just write Chad directly.
Send Chad an thing. Yeah, that is hilarious. Moving on to the letter.
We want to thank the Gizwiz backup singers appearing live tonight here at Disneyland Studios. They'll be playing Friday and Saturday, 2-drink minimum, and vegan snacks only at the bar.
Cover is very inexpensive, just $50.
$50. Okay, our letter is from Francine Gukas, G-U-O-K-A-S, and she says... I thought of you the other night. I love the show Scorpion, airs on Monday night. I missed part one due to a preemption. Anyway, I purchased the show on Amazon and HD for $3.99, and I saw I could buy the whole season for $24.99. I like to watch shows more than once, but I had deleted most of the Scorpion shows to make room on my DVR. Next day, I thought, why not? I'll buy season one for $24.99 and rewatch them when I want. Guess what? In one day, Amazon raised the price to $34.99. Seriously, one day makes a big difference. I'm not going to pay for it. It's not the 10 bucks, but it's the principle.
Right.
I wanted to share the story with you. Regards, Francine. That's a lot, right? Well, we never did figure out.
Yeah, all we could figure out was like maybe supply and demand, or how many views a product is getting would bump it up, or if a product had been bought and so they were running low.
Yeah.
It seems like if you view a product at a certain price, the system should remember that you viewed it at that price and keep it there for a while.
Yes.
That would be way better.
I do notice on Gizwiz that lots of times we'll price a gadget before the show and a day later it's $5 more.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right that they run out of them at one price and they go to another. But other times I think they just have a little thing there that goes, oh, a lot of people buying this. I bet they'll pay $5 more.
Yeah.
But for a $25 item to go up by 10 bucks, that's a mega jump.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that is.
Francine, thank you. Yeah, we feel your shame. We feel your disappointment.
I've seen it before, and I'm sure this is not the last time.
And Chad, mention that program.
Camelizer. So with Camelizer, it's a Google Chrome plugin. And so if I go to just Amazon.com and on this front page, just click one of these items. I'll look at this watch right here. Camelizer sits in the URL bar up here. It looks like a almost an address book with a camel on it. And if you click that, it will give you data of the price for, this goes back to April 23rd. So
now we can see a big difference, right? So right. It was anywhere from 23.
Oh, this is a year. Yeah, I'm viewing the year view.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I can set it to 6 months or whatever. The green line is Amazon's price. The blue line is third-party new, so they have that feature on Amazon, and red is third-party used for this watch. You can also set it to notify you once it reaches a certain price. So let's say down here at the red, it looks like it was around $15. And so if I want to say, you know, notify me at about $15, then and I have my email address typed in there, and you can create a watch. It's quite a nice thing to have.
And it's free, right?
It's free. It's completely free. And there's been many times.
I thought it was a Camelizer, and that was going to, you know, I was
hoping that it would, you know, like
do apples.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some sort of frambe or I was really hoping for the Camelizer. It really helps when you have that suspicion of, wait, it was that price yesterday? Yeah. Wait, And you'll look at it, and it'll be different. And then when that happens, you can rest assured, you know, you just type in what you want it as, so what the price was just the other day, and you can basically rest assured that you'll be notified once it drops back down, and you can buy it then. CamelCamelCamel.com also does this, apparently.
What is the connection with Camel and Camelizer?
Bumps?
What is...
Either
there you go. Okay, that's
or
good.
I assumed that it was trade, like you know, in the Middle East, you know, you use camels to move your trade. You know, I don't know, Arabian Nights, like Arabian Days. No, I don't know. Maybe this is just Latin getting in to my.
I think you've had just a little much of that bendy straw wine.
Listen, the Chadsford is kicking in, guys. It's like I've gone to college.
I want to find the Dixford's wine.
I'm sure that's available somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't forget about what the heck is it? Go to gizwiz.biz and scroll down. There's a What the Heck Is It banner, and this is what we are trying to figure out. What the heck is it? It's pretty obvious. That this is it's a spherical mustache holder. You take your mustache off at night, keep it in this. It's like Tupperware. You have a little hole so it can breathe just a little bit, almost like a humidor. And keep your mustache fresh and perky. That is, you know, it's obviously what it is. So, but if you don't believe me, I'm telling you the truth. But if you don't believe me, you can go and make your own guess at gizwiz.biz. And there are 12 men magazines for correct answers, but 24, double the magazines for interesting, hilarious, ridiculous, creative answers.
And you are playing to win the...
Weird Al.
The Weird Al issue.
That is so perfect. That is so cool. So please get on over there and make your guesses. I will remind you once again that we are now on Patreon, patreon.com/gizwiz, to help support the show. We deeply thank every single one of you who is helping support the show. Even just a dollar helps out a ton. If you can give more, we truly appreciate it. Patreon.com.
As Chad said, give up one coffee a month.
Please.
Or as
Please.
Jeff said, tell people to just give up college education for one kid.
Wow, we're already almost at $70 an episode.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, we should have left 20 years ago.
Oh my, this is going to be great. it's funny, that photo was just taken right before the show, and so we're both wearing the same thing.
How amazing. Wow.
Isn't that great? Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. No, you don't donate so often. I think, you know, I don't know how this works. So someone's saying you donate every episode.
So
you just say a dollar an episode and it just bills you or something?
Yeah. So what'll happen is whatever you pledge, you can set your pledge and you can also set your maximum pledge. So you can set your basically, not your pledge, but your maximum amount that ever gets charged to you, and they'll charge you once a month. So if you decide $1 an episode, but you also set your maximum at $5 so that we don't come out with 10 episodes in a month.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but it just rest assured that you have that option. And then at the end of the month, you'll be billed once for however many episodes you supported, and they take a small percentage, and then the rest goes to us to help continue to make the same dumb show. And if you're wondering what the style of the Gizwiz will be, oh, wow, it just jumped up to 70. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, we're doing it exactly the same as you see it.
Yeah, we're doing exactly the same. I'm going to try to get stuff set up. Maybe in the first two episodes, I may be sitting at my desk because I'm still working out the logistics of standing and switching and everything. But we're going to try to keep it almost shot-wise and content-wise.
All right, so exactly I'm going to ask Jeff a favor right on the show so that we have witnesses that he said yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Jeff, after the final episode of GizWiz next week with Leo, will you mail Chad the sign, the GizWiz sign?
We actually talked about that right before the show. The GizWiz sign will be shipped after the episode next week with Leo.
And the
and the emergency GizWiz gadget.
Oh.
Am I not allowed to show it?
No, we're not doing that. You can take it.
Oh, he's saying he won't ship it. Maybe I'll take the emergency GizWiz
gadget.
Oh, yeah,
that's hard to ship.
Yeah. I'll take it with me. So right. I'll always have the GizWiz emergency gadget. It's funny, the first time I hosted the show, there's a sign here. This is the emergency GizWiz gadget.
Oh, that's very funny.
So I might have to take this sign as well.
Take the sign. We can get a new 2x4
right.
in LA.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Right under the sign is also the bay alarm. So that points out the window. Well, I moved it. Thank you so much to everyone who is supporting on Patreon.
And I'm just going to jump in one more second because people are saying GizWiz got canceled. So when I was talking to Leo, Leo said, if I cancel the GizWiz, I will be lynched because you guys have so many fans. So basically, I'm moving over to the new screensavers. And Leo suggested that Chad and I continue to do the GizWiz on Patreon. Even set up the arrangements, called Chad, said Dick is in. So we're doing all this with Leo and Lisa's blessing. So it's not really canceled. It is moving off Twit.
Right. Right.
Okay. Right. All right. I'm going to wear the same shirt on the new, just so you know it's
exactly
me.
Exactly the same shirt every week.
He's going to, there you go.
You know, every episode, just a show. It's the same dumb show. If you want to catch previous episodes, you can at twit.tv/GizWiz. In the future, our new home will be GizWiz.tv, so you can look there. And right now, it's just a placeholder. And we will continue to be live every Thursday around 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. And we
hope to come up with a chat room.
We hope to come up with a chat room in a place for you guys to enjoy the show. You could follow me on Twitter, and I'll be giving more up to the minute updates on Twitter about what happens with the show. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you so much for your viewership. And I won't be here next week. Leo will, and we're taking this show on the road for the next few episodes. So see you guys next episode.
I'll be here and then there.